Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Bills will take on the Pittsburgh Steelers this upcoming Sunday at Highmark Stadium, and they will officially take on rookie Kenny Pickett, not Mitch Trubisky. It'll be Pickett's first career start after the Steelers named him the team starter on their official depth chart today. Pickett did get in against the New York Jets this past Sunday. He had three picks, but also two rushing touchdowns. Tonight for the Sabres, they play their second-to-last preseason game against the Carolina Hurricanes at 7 p.m. You can listen to that game right here on WGR 550. And in just a few moments, our own Paul Hamilton will be joining the show to help get us ready for tonight's matchup. Continuing on in hockey, the New York Islanders have signed forward Matthew Barzal to an 8-year extension worth $73.2 million, a yearly salary of $9.15 million. Back to football, Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa will speak today with investigators as part of the NFL and NFLPA's inquiry into his concussion evaluation, and the Cardinals have released 2019 second-round pick wide receiver Andy Isabella. In baseball today, the Yankees took Game 1 against the Rangers 5-4. Game 2 of their doubleheader is at 8 tonight. The Mets are up against the Nationals 4-2 in the 5th. Their second game of their doubleheader is at 7:40. And the Blue Jays have been rained out of their game today. It'll be a doubleheader against the Orioles tomorrow. Their first game is at 12:35 p.m. That's your Paddock Chevrolet Sports Update. Paddock Chevrolet with you for the extra mile. I'm Zach Jones for WGR Sports Radio 550.
It's Paul Hamilton.
Rob Ray joins Chauffeur Bulldog game days at 4. Howard and Jeremy welcome Marty Biron Thursday mornings at 7:30 on WGR Sports Radio 550.
And there they all are right there. What's in there? Sal Capaccio's in there. Jeremy White, Chauffeur the Bulldog. There's Alan Davis, John and Brian Cozio, Pat Malacaro. The whole crew is in there.
Really?
And you know what? Paul is the only one upstairs working. The rest of the guys are on vacation. Working now.
All right, hockey night. One of those perfect fall days. Good for you heading down to the arena to watch the Sabres tonight, even if it is the preseason. Paul Hamilton, fortunate enough to be such a person, as he would definitely tell you. You love going to the rink. Got decades of experience doing it. And this is always a great time of year, Paul, right before it starts. Everybody's tied.
Oh, it is, and it was an appropriate open because I happened to be sitting and chatting with Rob Ray for the morning skate, and he mentioned that's probably the first morning skate he's been to in 2.5 years, maybe. So, you know, because they used to meet on Zoom, you know, as a crew for the TV broadcast for, you know, to be safe and everything. So it was interesting to be able to sit with him here at the arena and chat and to just figure things out, because you know Rob, he's more than willing to sit there and figure the whole season out for you right away.
Sure, yes, sure.
Well, how much, speaking of having things figured out, Paul, the vibe from Don Granato, it reads to me, I'm curious to hear, you know, if you've caught something different from being in the room when he's been talking about this, but it sounds kind of like the lineup we might see tonight is what you might see next Thursday.
Could you see Sean McDermott announcing anything about a lineup 10 days before a game?
I'm eager to see how costly this proves to be for the Sabres.
Or any NFL coach. I don't mean to pick on Sean McDermott. I should have said any NFL coach, not just Sean McDermott. It was very refreshing. You know, I don't think the Ottawa Senators are sitting there going, all right, we got the lineup, here we go, you know, type of thing. So, you know, good for him that, you know, he wants to practice with this lineup. He wants to see how it goes. He doesn't want to make changes to it. And he's got two preseason games, little minor things. He said a lot of the guys actually, since it's like spread out, I mean, you got a Tuesday game, then you finish the preseason on Friday, and you don't play the regular season until the next Thursday. So he actually has some players that have asked him to play both games to get ready. They want to be in mm-hmm. both games. So really, the only deviation he made for this game was to make Victor Olsson a healthy scratch and just put Vinny Hinostroza in that spot. And other than that, it's, you know, completely what we saw in practice on Monday.
And so with that, for folks who don't know, that means it's Skinner, Thompson, Olsson / Hinostroza, Quinn, Mittelstadt, Tuck, Krebs, Cousins, Paterka, Asplund, Gergensen, Oposo, and then I guess right Bjork, Sheahan, and, well, Hinostroza / Olsson are extras. Is that how you think it's going to shake
out?
Yeah,
man, because I asked Don Granato today about this, you know, waivers and everything, and right. And he was quick to say, well, we don't have to put everybody on waivers to go down. And I don't know, you know, I kind of took that because we talked about J.J. Paterka yesterday, and he really has struggled. And I asked if he was pressing, and Granato's answer, I don't know if I would call it pressing. He goes, we're throwing a lot of information at him, and he's processing and trying to take it all in. Mm-hmm. He said it's making him hesitate. He goes, what we have to do is get him to stop thinking and get him to react more in his play. And he goes, then he'll be fine. Now, he is a guy that would not have to clear waivers to go down to Rochester. Mm-hmm. And if they get to the point where that next week where they got to get to the final roster and he's still doing that, he may start down there. You know, they may, you know, throw a curveball and start him down there, and he might be the guy. Because right now they have, you know, the three extra forwards, and then, you know, I think Pilot would go down. He can go down without waivers, and your 7D with Fitzgerald would be your 7D if you don't have injuries going into that game. But you would have to throw a forward down. It's not going to be Hinostroza. It's not going to be Olsson. So it would either be Bjork or Sheahan that you would put on waivers to send down there. For me, and it's not, they're both very nice guys and good people, and but is the way I would look at that.
Those two guys, I agree.
You know, they're here for depth, and you know, if one of them were to go on waivers and go to Rochester, that's fine.
Paul, so go ahead.
Well, so having said all that, then it sounds like maybe Paterka's spot in the lineup, which, you know, I was saying, you know, good, this is the lineup, then that's the lineup next Thursday. It sounds like that's still kind of a bit of a question mark.
Could be, and I'm looking into that. Granato did not say that. He just talked about how, you know, he just needs to start, you know, reacting and not thinking type of a thing, you know, when he's playing. But my own eyes have told me he's not had a good training camp. He's not played well in any of the three games he's played in. And Don Granato's, you know, explanation was to made a lot of sense to me. Yes, he is. He's hesitating. He's not just reacting to the play, and it's a split, you know, slowing him down for a split second, and he's not playing the way he normally could. Now, I do like the line he's on with Cousins and Krebs. I mean, you got two 21-year-olds and a 20-year-old there, all with great talent. So, and people say, well, why wouldn't you just send Bork down and leave him here? Well, that means you're going to put him in the press box. That doesn't do J.J. Paterka any good.
Right.
Nobody's here trying to say Bjork's a better player. But if that's where you're at with him, you're better off letting him go to Rochester, figure it out for a couple of weeks. When you get an injury, bring him back, and you're fine. I mean, I don't think he'd stay down there all that long. He just has to get a grip on what he's supposed to be doing here, and he'll be fine. I have no doubt J.J. Paterka is going to be a very good NHL player. And if he just needs a couple of weeks to figure out Rochester, so be it. But he's not going to figure it out sitting here in the press box because somebody wants to send Anders Bork down.
Makes sense. Paul, we've got about 2 minutes left. Who's maybe one other player tonight that you'll be watching carefully?
I've liked Jack Quinn a lot so far in the preseason. And Tuck with Quinn, I'm going to watch very carefully. I'm very interested to see that, and I'm glad we are seeing it. I really think that can help Quinn a lot to kind of have Tuck, you know, riding shotgun with him and having that type of a player who's averaged 20 goals over 82 games in his career, and I think is fully capable of being a 25-goal scorer. Combine that with Mittelstadt and Quinn. So I'm really interested to see how that dynamic is going to go with as well as Jack Quinn has played here in the preseason.
All right.
Well, Paul, I'm glad you mentioned Quinn real quick because Saturday I was there. I didn't check the stat sheet, so I don't have shot attempts or shots on goal. But, boy, Quinn had – it had to be two or three really great opportunities from the like that pivot point on the power play.
Yes, he did. Paterka did too. They both were firing from that circle. They're not going to miss from there very often. And we were in the beginning, and he's only a couple of games in, so they're trying to get their shot down. But when those two get their shot down, they look just like Olofsson.
Paul, what are you wearing for this game?
I am wearing a collared shirt with a suit coat and slacks. I don't put ties on until the regular season starts.
Oh, is that really? That's a thing? That's a personal policy?
Yeah, so I got a suit on minus the tie.
The preseason is just not quite worth it for ties.
I love that Paul has a preseason policy.
I love it too.
Preseason policy.
Did we ever luck into a good one there? Thank you, Paul. Enjoy the game.
Thanks, guys.
All right, there's Paul Hamilton on our Western Hotline. His appearance here on WGR brought to you by Equitable Advisors, planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide, and by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this.
Hey, if you miss any of our guests or conversations, I loved the 5 o'clock hour talking about the Bills at the skill positions. Do they need help or are they fine? You can go to WGR550.com, catch up on entire shows, articles, and more. Or you can use the Audacy app, AUDACY. Does it matter which is one better, Bulldog, for us that people use, or are they the same? Clicks or hits or
I've not been cleared to comment.
Okay, well, a little bit of mystery there. I got to love that. Sam Monson, a regular guest of ours on Tuesday, breaks down Bills Ravens and talk about a couple of other interesting developments in the NFL. After that, Paul and Brian from the Arena, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.